Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Chav Beis. We are starting about the ninth line with the words Ad Kedoyin. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marshmer Mitzar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara just finished proving that if a person had eight Revi B'Kodesh, he ate Kodesh that was tummy with Revi B'Tumah, he actually becomes Pasul to eat more Kodesh. And that's obviously a big Chumra because if he eats Revi, he doesn't become a Chamishi. And even if he theoretically did become a Chamishi, if he now eats Kachim, he wouldn't be able to make it a Shishi. So again, the whole Chedesh is that he ate Revi, he now becomes Pasul and is still not allowed to eat Kachim. As the Gemara, I condemn Kachim Mikdash Mikdashin. Up until here, we understand that we're talking about real Kachim. That's what Kachim Mikdash Mikdashin means. It's real Kachim. What about the following? Vafil B'chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKadosh. Do we say the same applies by Chulin Hanas Al Taras HaKadosh? Which means a person who's really careful with Chulin and he treats it with the same level of Kachim. Do we say the Chumra is applied even to this? That if he eats Chulin Hanas Al Taras HaKadosh, that became Revi L'Tomo, then now he becomes Pasul and he's not allowed to eat Kachim? And the answer is Nishmi Imran, don't learn from the following. We have a mission over there. This is Maseches Chulin. For Pershach that became a chayor oif and blood did not come out of them. Ksheirim, they're kosher. It's a fine shchita. V'necham b'yadam misayvos, and they're allowed to be eaten with tamei hands. Why is that? L'fishal yochshu b'dam, because they never came mochshel kabel toma, because dam didn't go on them, so not mochshel kabel toma. Whereas Rav Shimon Amar, he says yochshu b'shchita, they did undergo hechsher. The shchita itself is mochshel kabel toma. Now right away there's a question that has to be asked. This is mashma that according to the chachamim that when blood does come out, so the meat is mochshel kabel toma. It means he would not be allowed to eat it with tamei hands. The problem is why not? Tamei hands are sheni l'toma. And chulin cannot become a shlishi, so why should he not be allowed to eat it with tamei hands? And so we answer: Rabbi Lazar says b'shem Rabbi Shaya, masnisa b'chulin shenasal gav hakodesh. This is referring to chulin that was nasa al taharas hakodesh, and that's why when he has tamei hands, he's not allowed to eat it because since it's chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh, that means if his hands are sheni and the meat was mokshel kabel toma, it's going to become tamei. And that's mailing an answer to our question: we see that we're machmir even with chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh. Now it's important to point out over here that we're specifically talking about chulin shenasa al taharas hakodesh and not chulin shenasa al taharas truma. That's because when we're talking about meat, we can't say that it has this chumra, the meat that was nasa al taharas truma could become a shlishi. And that's because meat can't be truma. So there's no svar to be machmir with meat that was nasa al taharas truma that it could become a shlishi, since anyway we're never going to find the situation where meat is real truma and it's going to become a shlishi. Therefore, it has to be that when we're talking about chulin ha-nasa al taharas something, it has to be we're talking about chulin nasa al taharas ha-kodesh, and of course meat could be kachim. So mail, once again we see that we're machmir by chulin ha-nasa al taharas ha-kodesh, then if a person eats it when it's a revi, he's going to become possible. And he's not allowed to eat kodesh. Now, just an added chiddush is Kirbi Yeshua. This would even be in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, who had said in a Mishnah that we quoted on a previous Amud. We didn't actually quote Rabbi Yeshua, we just quoted Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua argues with him, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that if a person eats a shlishi that was nasa al taharas truma, he becomes a sheni litruma. And one might have thought to say from there that this doesn't apply to kodesh. The chiddush is in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, this even applies to kodesh. However, continue to discuss this. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Zeira quotes Rabbi Yasa, who quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who quotes Rabbi Yanai, who says b'shem Rabbi that an eichel shlishi ba kodesh. That's a proper girsa. If a person eats kachim, which is a shlishi, nifsal gufa meleicha b'kodesh, his body becomes pasul from eating kodesh, he's not allowed to eat any more kodesh. Asking more of Lemas Nisahi, isn't this a befeir shemishna? Sha shlishi, shina l'kodesh. We have mentioned that we just quoted, this is part of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua, that if a person eats food that's a shlishi, he becomes a sheni in regards to kodesh. So what's Rabbi adding on? This is not a chedesh. So my answer is no, Mas Nisah, b'kachim ekdesh m'kodeshin. This Mishnah is talking about real kachim. The Rabbi also the Maimelcha, Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi, is coming telling you a bigger chedesh, v'afil b'chulin shenasu agav kodesh, that this applies even with chulin Nasa al taharas hakodesh. In other words, when he eats chulin and nasa al taharas hakodesh, that became a shlishi, that makes him possible from eating more kachim. Now, how does that work? So, where we have to add in another nakuda, the shlishi that he ate is matami his reich, his saliva, and that makes it a reshine. And why is that? Because the din of kol paisal hakodesh matami mashkin li tchila, that anything that passels kachim would be matami liquids to make it a tchila, to make it a reshine. Mamilo, this shlishi that he ate would passel kodesh because it would make it a revi. That makes his saliva, which is liquid, into reshine. Mamilo, that passels him from continuing to eat kodesh. However, Amar Rabban Marchia, Kum Rabza Ira, Rabban Marchia asked Rabza Ira, that's still not a Chiddush. Masisa Amar Kain, we have a different Mishnah that tells us this. What does the Mishnah say? Kikars HaKadosh Pesachim Museyam Mayim Kedoshim. Now, this is an unclear quote of the Mishnah, so let's explain in greater detail. This is referring to kachim bread, such as Lachmei Taida, that are all lined up in a row, touching each other. And a Sheretz, touch number one. All of them are Tamei. How does that work? So each one of them has pockets with water. That's what we mean over here, Besoich Gumay Seyhem Hamayim Kedoshim, that there's a Guma, there's little pockets of water inside these breads. Now, the first loaf becomes a reshine because that was the one that was touched by the sheretz, and since it's touching number two, so that one becomes a sheni. Three, which is being touched by two, now becomes a shlishi, and the fourth one becomes a revi. Now technically, it should stop there. However, the chiddush is since we had just said that mashkin becomes a tchila, namely that liquid becomes a reshine, that means that loaf three doesn't remain a shlishi because the liquid inside of it becomes a reshine. So really, loaf three then gets bumped up to a sheni, which in turn makes loaf four a shlishi, and then it keeps on going down the line. Its water becomes a reshine, which makes it a sheni. sheni, turning bread number 5 into a shlishi. Its water then becomes rishon, which makes it a sheni, turning bread number 6 into a shlishi, all the way down the line, and it just keeps on going like that. And so Rabban Bar Chiya is asking Rabbi Zeira, this din should apply in our case as well. This fellow ate a shlishi, his saliva, which is liquid, becomes a rishon, and that's going to be metame chulin and nasal taras hakodesh. So once again, what do we need this din of Rebbe for that you're quoting? So Chavizon Bezan Tab, Rabbi Zeira replied to him, Bash lecha, is it no good to you? V'chira be'inecha, is it bad in your eyes? Da asa meimer lecha, did that's exactly what Rebbe's coming to teach you? That asa mashke piv kemasha kodesh, the liquid in his mouth has the same din as kodesh liquid. In other words, the only din that we see from the Mishnah that you're quoting is regarding liquid itself that's part of the bread which is being treated al taras hakodesh, so maybe that's why that chumra applies. Rebbe's chiddush is that even though we're talking about the reich, the saliva in his mouth, that even that takes on the din of nas al taras hakodesh. That's what Rebbe's teaching us. And Rabbi Zeira, he continues saying, proving his point, that how can we say that this is Rebbe's chiddush? Kemadat amar taman, just like you see over there, asas hatahar l'chatos kemechatus achay for chatos, that somebody who's tahar for chatos, which means he went to the mikvah preparing himself for the very high level of tahara to be able to work with the para aduma, that's what we're talking about. So he actually takes on the same din as the mechatos and efer chatos, and we know that we're very machmir with the water that's going to be used for the para aduma, and we're very machmir with the ashes of the para aduma. So we're just as machmir with this fellow who's metire himself for that purpose. So here also, this is what Rebbe's doing, says Rebbe Zeira, also mashke piv kemashke kodesh, that he's saying that the mashke, the liquid, the saliva in the person's mouth is just like regular liquid, regular water itself that was nasal taras hakodesh. So that's Rebbe's chiddush. Now says the Gemara, this halacha that we just said, that it was Rebbe Zeira quoting Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, and we had said before that he was quoting Rebbe, but now the Gemara tells us, v'layadin in mati ba b'shem Rebbe. We're not 100% sure if he said that in the name of Rebbe, or if he was just saying it on his own. Either way, the Gemara continues that really, this whole din is not so pashut, because masisa mina kiyuma umina tavra. This Mishnah that we quoted, Rebbe Zeira was basing the whole din on, the chulon nasa al taras hakodesh has this elevated level, that could be a kiyum for him, that could be a raya, but it also could be a tavra, it could be a refutation or contradiction to him. In other words, we could understand it in two different ways. How does that work? So let's just take the whole quote of the Mishnah before we see both different sides. The part that we're focusing on tells us as follows: Ha'eichel eichel shlishi nasa sheni l'kodesh avoloi sheni l'truma b'chulin ha'nasa al taras truma. So if we're going to translate that literally, that means if a person eats food that's a shlishi, he becomes a sheni in regards to kodesh, not in regards to truma. And what's this talking about? Chulin ha'nasa al taras truma. And so that's what the Gemara tells us. Minakiyuma, if we're going to be using that Mishnah as a support, as a raya for Reb Zeira, we don't understand it as follows. The Mishnah is telling us, Shashlishi sheni l'kodesh ve'ein sheni l'truma shenasal taras ha'truma. That if a person ate food that's a sheni, that's only going to make him a sheni in regards to kodesh, not sheni in regards to truma, that was nasal taras truma. In other words, only if this shlishi that he ate was chulin that was nasal taras ha'kodesh does it become pasul t'kodesh, but not if it was chulin nasal taras truma. And that's what we had said in Amar Alf and Reb Zeira, that it has to be that we're talking about chulin that was nasal taras ha'kodesh, because there's no reason to be machmir with chulin nasal taras truma, because there's no such thing as truma meat. However, continues the Gemara, and here a very big girsa change, we're not going to the next line and a half, so jump to two lines from here where it says mina tavra. Here's the other side of the coin, how the Mishnah can actually be against Reb Zeira, not arrive for him. This is what the refutation would be, and here we have to add three words into the girsa, that the Mishnah is only telling us shenasis l'taharis truma. In other words, we should read the Mishnah as follows: ha'eichel eichel shlishi nasa sheni, period. When a person eats a shlishi l'toma, he becomes a sheni. And what's that referring to? So we now skip to the end of that statement of the Mishnah where it says b'chulin hanasa al taharis truma, meaning he chulin which was a shlishi, and the way the chulin could be a shlishi is because it was nasa al taharis truma, and it's in that situation where he becomes a sheni, but only to the extent that he could pasul truma, but not kodesh. He can't pasul kodesh because it wasn't nasa al taharis kodesh, it was only nasa al taharis truma. However, continues the Gemara, and skip another line through the first word on the line is aval. Aval, says the Gemara, im nasa al taharis hakodesh, that's proper girsa, if the shlishi that he ate was chulin hanasa al taharis hakodesh, so then nasa gufay sheni itzla truma v'chol shekein itzla kodesh. His body does become a sheni in regards to truma, and for sure in regards to kodesh. And now based off of this understanding of the Mishnah, we see that we're actually including truma in this din, that ha'eichel eichel shlishi could become a sheni in regards to truma, and then it knocks away Reb Zeira's entire proof. And so because of these two different ways of understanding the Mishnah, we don't necessarily have full clarity if Reb Zeira has a raya for himself. We're sorry for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow and continue to explain our Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.